Last week, we joined with many countries and thousands of churches to link in prayer for unity, and our topic was justice. This booklet, which I've got here, it covered many areas of justice and aspects. Each church had the opportunity to lead a session or two, and I want to thank those of you that helped me to lead when we had to do it. It was our turn. The booklet made us focus on what we can do in our lives to see that justice is carried out in all its forms. I'd like to touch on that week of prayer a little bit this morning, because it was useful and it showed how that we could do more to help when the people with a heart of unity can up the ante in the fight for justice in God's world in so many ways. But this morning I'd like to focus on the discussion around how we can make a difference in a small way. Because often we look at the bigger picture and we think we can't do very much. We can send some money or we can send some, and I'm just thinking about you, Purity. You're making a huge difference. You've got all those clothes together and you're going out there, and you're going out there on mission to talk to people, to share with people, and you're going in a practical way, taking the things they need. Now, she's going to affect a great many people. And that's wonderful, but not all of us can do big things. And I was really taken with the talk, as it sort of, a couple of really deep discussions went on about how you can make a difference, a big difference, in just one person's life. Because what seems small to us can in fact be absolutely huge for someone else. How can we be led by Father to make a huge difference in a life that's really struggling and without the intervention of one of his children could be absolutely unbearable for someone else? Well, it's getting in tune with the Holy Spirit's nudging. And I really mean that, because you have to get into this word. You have to get into it, because it's just everything to us. And we learn from here so much. And I just know that when you get into it, you're much more sensitive to what it's telling you. Just pray before we start to read. Father, help me to understand. Speak to me through your Holy Spirit, through the words of this Bible. Let him know that you're wanting to learn. You're wanting it. And he will come through. This Holy Spirit nudge is important. We have to learn to be sensitive to it. And it's only as we get to know Father through the words in this book can we get to that place where we've received the Holy Spirit into our lives and we're sensitive to that nudge. Might sound really odd to you, but I want to describe it a little way. When we had this booklet, there's a website you can go onto, and I know this is not a very clear picture, but on the website was some scales out of kilter, and there was a big beautiful city above. It's all done in pencil drawing, and poverty in little huts underneath. And I don't know whether you can see that from my holding it up. And then underneath are the even scales, how they've been evened out. And the middle bit was blank for you to put whatever else you wanted to do in it. And I was so taken with that picture, and I looked at it for a long time. And then I thought, and I'd heard about the starfish story, and I want to read you the starfish story. Thinking about the individual, the scales out of kilter at the top and even at the bottom. And the starfish story goes like this. A man was walking along a deserted beach at sunset. As he walked, he could see a young boy in the distance, and as he drew nearer, he noticed that the boy kept bending down, picking something up and throwing it into the water. Time and again, he kept hurling things into the ocean. As the man approached even closer, he was able to see that the boy was picking up starfish that had been washed up on the beach, and one at a time, he was throwing them back into the water. The man asked the boy what he was doing, and the boy replied, "I'm throwing these washed up starfish back into the ocean, or else they will die through lack of oxygen." "But," said the man, "you can't possibly save them all. There are thousands on this beach. And this must be happening on hundreds of beaches all along the coast. You can't possibly make a difference." The boy smiled, bent down, and picked up another starfish. And as he threw it back into the sea, he replied, "Made a difference to that one." Every one of us can make a difference in someone's life. I know we can't always do everything in the bigger picture, but it shouldn't stop us doing what we can, the small things. In a life that's in need, a gift makes a huge difference. You may not actually see the need yourself, but God does. Someone can look quite all right as they're walking around, but God knows exactly what's going on in their life. And he may move you into a position to act. So it's keeping your eyes open and responding to when you feel the holy nudge. My friend Anne from the Midlands that was there at last night's do, she said that she just told me this story, and it's a lovely story. She was in a supermarket and she was standing behind a young mother with a very full trolley of shopping. And she was a mum and she got little ones. So she'd got one in her arms holding it, stack full in the trolley. She got one in the seat, and I think she got another one floating around that she was trying to hang on to. Now, mothers in here will be recalling this with a shiver, because it does happen. You know, you really do have your hands full. Anne suddenly felt that God was prompting her to pay that lady's bill. So as the lady was loading up her stuff and Anne was helping her, and then when it got to the bit where she was going to pay, she said to the lady, "I'd like to pay your bill." The woman, somewhat flustered, said no. However, Anne said that she was a Christian and she would like to bless her, that she felt God wanted to bless her and he was using her to do it. She told the lady, "It would be a privilege to be allowed to do this for you." Well, the lady was shocked and a bit bewildered. She stepped aside while Anne used her card and paid her bill. Later, the lady opened up to Anne and said that she was really worried how she was going to manage that week. Now, this isn't something that we can always do, but our job is to stay tuned in, listen for his prompting, and if you can act, act. It could be in many ways. It could even be a kind word. It could be a hug. I received a hug last night at the end of the night, a really big hug. And somebody in this congregation sensed I needed it, and they came and gave me a huge hug. You will never know what you did for me at that point. I don't know what kindness God is asking you to do. But we can only know if we stay tuned in and listen. Listen for his prompting. We see the homeless, they're everywhere, sitting outside in the street in so many of our towns. You certainly don't have to go far. Clacton's got loads of them. A sandwich and a hot drink may be all that's asked of you. Never wise to respond with money, because, you know, very often drugs and things can be involved. But you can respond in a very practical way. Acts of kindness in all its forms are scriptural. And I'm going to ask now for my reading. Thank you.
Matthew 25:31-40. But when I, the Messiah, shall come in my glory and all the angels with me, then I shall sit upon my throne of glory. And all the nations shall be gathered before me. And I will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and place the sheep at my right hand and the goats at my left. Then I, the King, shall say to those at my right, Come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you from the founding of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me water. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your homes. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Sir, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you anything to drink? Or a stranger and help you? Or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And I, the King, will tell them, When you did it to these my brothers, you were doing it to me. Amen.
Thank you very much. It's all in here. Those words came from in here, in this book. We can spend time in His Word and listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit.